Admire not, noble sir, that you should hear. Beasts echo out your acclamations here, and those whom nature had tongue-tied should break their silent chains, your full mouth prays to speak. It is no wonder, sir, since that to you the admiration of a greater's due, whilst by your hands have curbed the furious rage of steel and have restored our golden age. This British Isle by nature framed to be of the great world the grand epitome, whom Neptune circling in his briny arms hath made secure from foreign foes' alarms. And Providence so seated that she seems by her to prize all other diadems, and yet had she thus freed from foreign wars, rent her own bowels with intestine jars. And when no force of supercilious Spain, nor power of furious France could from her gain, her wealth and honor she of both bereaves herself and gives them to his basest slaves. He whose brave heroes in the days of yore could beat down other scepters or restore, then at her will now did her own betray, and to herself did make a prey. O foolish nation, whilst thou sought to bring subjection to thee from thy sovereign king, forgets in body's ruin must be read, when members rebels turn against the head. A people who turn traitors to their king must needs themselves into destruction bring. Most desperate is their case, nor can I rate the mischiefs which succeed a headless state. This you have proved, and now you sadly see rebellion recompensed with misery. But I'll be silent here and will no more this smartly rub you raw and galled sore. Since here you came not to lament or make a fast but feast for your redemption's sake, and 'twas to you, great sir, they did intend. And to your praise I should my speeches bend. And think not, sir, that your renowned name receives detraction in the rolls of fame by being sung by me. For though that here my guards and followers do not appear, to show my greatness, yet at my command the forests bow, and as my subjects stand. And though I boast myself a mighty king, my greatest honor is your praise to sing. Let Rome no more her Fabius show or boast. His moderate prudence said her being lost, since you have justly bragged your wife delays, have said a nation crowned yourself with bays. Had you been furious, any have cast the die of war, we now might all in ashes lie, triumphed won by our foes, when now we see England restored to its liberty. By this your prudence nothing now remains but that you recompense our other pains and crown your merits whilst you end our strife by giving head as well as body life. The members you have joined, yet they're but dead, whilst thus they stand dissevered from the head. Proceed then, George, and as thou hast brought down the traitor, so restore the lawful crown, that after ages may thee justly call restorer of thy country, king and all.